Nar Shada, aka the Smuggler's Moon, the Vertical City, or even Little Coruscant. The apprentice had never been there before, but he had learned as much as he could from history and other educational hollows. Its criminal classes and extensive underground networks were famous across the galaxy, with lowlifes by the tens of thousands flocking there in search of ill-gotten fortunes. The apprentice couldn't hide a contemptuous sneer as the rogue shadow approached. Notorious for changing allegiances, the criminal capital was currently courting imperial favor by inviting, or at least tolerating, the presence of a new TIE fighter manufacturing facility in its upper atmosphere. He watched Juno pilot the ship closer to the facility. What did he know about her? Nothing, really. In almost every respect, she seemed the perfect imperial officer, neat, efficient, and human. That she wasn't afraid to speak her mind couldn't have bothered his master overmuch, so he shouldn't let it bother him. He would trust her with the rogue shadow while he went about his duties, and the Emperor help her if she failed him. The starfighter facility was much larger than it had seemed from a distance, looking like a stack of round plates hanging high above the vertical city. What he had assumed were lights flashing across its irregular surface resolved into explosions when viewed from a nearer perspective. The shipyard sustained heavy damage, Juno said matter-of-factly as she looked for a place to dock. I can see that. The apprentice peered with her. Former General Rom Koda had obviously been busy. Get us closer. The rogue shadow wove gracefully between gouts of flame. Over there, the apprentice said, pointing. That looks like an open hangar. She nodded tightly. It's defended. We don't have the time to talk to security. Come in hot. Let me handle the defenses. He activated the ship's weapon systems and took a bead on the cannon emplacements protecting the open hangar. He waited until automated targeting had registered their presence, and they swiveled to take aim at the rogue shadow. Then, with two precise shots, he destroyed the emplacements and thus cleared the way for a landing. Juno didn't waste any time. The starfighter streaked into the hangar and settled on a flat space clear of debris. As thrusters brought the rogue shadow to a halt, the apprentice was already out of his seat. I will slice into the mainframe and guide you through the infrastructure, Juno said. Your friend here can help me. The apprentice didn't dissuade her, although he knew her efforts would be mostly unnecessary. He could already feel the presence of the Jedi radiating through the facility like a bright light after a snowstorm. Koda wanted to be found all right. Just keep the ship safe, he told her, and be ready to leave when I get back. We might need to move quickly.
That is my specialty,
she said through the comlink on his wrist as he glided through the ship to the exit ramp, which was fully extended before he arrived. He smelled smoke and spilled blood on the air. He took a running jump out of the ship. His lightsaber was lit before he hit the deck, ready to deflect the shots fired his way by the contingent of troopers sent to investigate their landing. The Force guided his arm. No, the Force was his arm. That was how it felt to him. During moments such as these, he was purely a vessel for the dark side. It rushed through him like wine down the neck of a bottle, joyous with release and the promise of more to come. His blade drew glowing lines through the air, casting energy bolts back at the troopers who'd fired them, sending them sprawling in a shower of sparks. A dozen open-helmeted men and women in brown combat uniforms, Koda's insurgents, the apprentice presumed, came down the hangar's primary access corridor, sealing the blast door behind them. Baring his teeth, he ran to meet them, eager to take the offensive. Their rifles were no match for the power of the Force. A single powerful push scattered them like dolls. One he blasted with lightning. A second he choked until all consciousness fled. A third he swept up and pounded against the nearest bulkhead. The rest he dismembered with graceful aggression, ignoring their cries of fear and pain. The blast door opened, and both insurgents and Imperials retreated through it.
All Imperial squads maintain offensive stance. All squads maintain offensive stance.
The apprentice grinned and followed his welcoming committee up the corridor.
Can you hear me?
Juno said through the comlink. Yes.
Reports are showing that Koda's forces have stormed the command bridge.
Then that's where I'm headed. Her calm voice guided him level by level up a huge chasm leading to the top of the facility.
The intruders may try using TIE fighter assembly lines as cover, and I am picking up explosives on my scanners. Be careful.
He assured her he would, even as he dodged a trap laid by CODA's insurgents at the top of a turbo lift shaft.
Threat status upgraded. Eliminate all unauthorized personnel.
The wall shook from an explosion so close, it must have buckled every bulkhead on that level.
Another stormtrooper squadron has reached Hangar 12. It looks like we will have some help in retaking the facility.
The station is not our concern.
But Imperial High Command will be quite upset if the TIE assembly lines are damaged.
I don't answer to High Command. Now cut the chatter. I'm trying to concentrate.